Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The past 2 years have proven to us that when it comes to COVID-19, if one person is at risk, then we are all at risk. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the United States' goal is to end the pandemic and to put the world on stronger footing ahead of the next one. Speaking during the Summit for Democracy, he noted the United States has already provided more than 330 million safe and effective vaccine doses to 110 countries and economies as part of its commitment to provide 1.2 billion doses by next fall. We set the goal of vaccinating at least 70% of the world by next September with quality, safe, effective vaccines, said Secretary Blinken.
To do this, countries must step up our efforts to boost production, to increase vaccine donations, to fulfill the pledges made to COVAX, and help solve the last mile challenges that actually turn vaccines into vaccinations.
This means figuring out the logistics of storing and delivering millions of vaccine doses safely, helping countries plan and implement mass vaccination campaigns supporting healthcare workers, said Secretary Blinken. He added that democracies are uniquely suited to lead this global effort.
Democracies, at their best, are resilient, creative, capable of overcoming complex challenges, and adapting quickly when it's called for. And most of all, deeply committed to meeting people's needs, especially in times of crisis.
To stop COVID-19, countries must be transparent and forthright with their citizens. It requires sharing data, using public resources responsibly, and if a mistake is made, acknowledging it. And because we don't stop the pandemic unless everyone is protected, we must ensure that everyone everywhere has access to safe and effective vaccines. Finally, fighting COVID-19 requires the free exchange of ideas and solutions, said Secretary Blinken.
Government officials, public health experts, scientists, civil society members, citizens all working together across the entire pandemic response, from contact tracing to public health campaigns to vaccine distribution. These are vital tools in the fight against COVID, and they also happen to be core democratic values.
We need to stay committed to them in the months ahead to bring the world together behind them as we keep pressing hard to bring this pandemic to an end.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.